Hi, and thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. May I please have the first and last name to locate the account?
Yes, first name Ava, A-V-A, last name Bulling, B-U-L-L-I-N-G.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Bulling. Can you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, 21926 West 119th Terrace, Olathe, Kansas, 66061.
Okay, thank you for that information. I've located the account for the Keto Ascend Keto as well as the Keto Ascend Cleanse. I'm showing this account was canceled out.
Yep.
Let's see, the original date that it was canceled was on the 15th of February.
Right.
Okay, and how can I help you?
So I was charged in January and I was charged in February. I got a credit for February and was told I could get the credit for January. At the time, I had disputed the charges because I didn't have any contact information for you guys. And so then I've been following up. I've talked to Anna a couple, about three times at least, and Grace and Brooke and different people. I've had three-way calls with my credit card company. And what I ended up doing in the last call with Anna was agreed to let my credit card company reverse the dispute, so the charges got back put back on my account, and Anna said she would follow up and then give me the credit, that I had to do that with my credit card so that she could issue the credit, that that's the only way I could get this cleared up. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at, and I was just following up tonight to find out when I can expect that credit. I've seen the credit card is processed, everything, reverse the stuff, so to set it up so that I could get my credit.
Okay. And I'm just reading over the notation from the last person that you were talking to. Bear with me just a couple moments because I was listening to what you were saying as well, because I see this has been going ongoing for a couple moments.
Yes.
You're welcome. Okay, because I'm showing initially, I do see the very last time. We know February refunds, those are cleared. But in question is January, because I'm showing a chargeback happened with the January charges due to the fact that they were in dispute. But I'm also seeing a check was issued as well for the charges. Did you receive a check at all?
No, I have not. You mean like a physical paper check?
Mm-hmm.
I have not, to my knowledge. What date was that issued?
2/18.
Oh. Who would that be coming from?
I'm not sure of the bank. If normally when we send out checks, it'll have the banking information. It might say SunTrust Bank. I'm not sure which bank it would be in. But you haven't received a check at all for the total of $92.90 and $91.89?
I have not, but I'm not always diligent on opening my mail if I don't.
Oh, you better go back, Ms. Bowen, and check that mailbox. Because I do see what initially happened is, as far as the account is concerned, it's saying charge back, but I'm also seeing that they got the charge back. They got it rectified with your Discover card. Because they did speak with the bank representative as far as them dropping the dispute as long as they would issue the refunds. For whatever reason, the system wouldn't let them issue the refunds for the January charge, so they had to issue a check. And normally when a check is issued, it takes anywhere from 7 to 10 business days before it's delivered. So you should have received it by now.
Yeah. I do not see it in the pile that I'm expecting. I would expect it to be in here.
Either that or you're going to need to call your... When was the last time you talked with Discover Card about the charges?
It would have been 2/18 when I had the three-way call with...
So that's the very, very last time you've spoken with Discover?
Yes.
Okay. See if you can call them back to see if that dispute process completed or not for the month of January. because according to the records that I have, it's showing that they went into chargeback on the 22nd when they guaranteed that they were trying to stop chargeback. So I'm not sure. So what you need to do, Ms. Bulling, is call Discover so that way we can see what's going on.
Okay. I'll do that. And then can I get, like, your agent number or something, or is that how I need to get a hold of you? Or
I don't have a direct extension, but what I am going to do, Ms. Bulling, is notate the account. So when you do call in and the next agent that handles the call, they'll get you transferred over directly to a supervisor.
Okay. But as far as what you're seeing, you've issued a check to me to cover the January and then February.
Yes, ma'am. I am showing that a check was issued.
Okay.
But then again, I'm showing a chargeback is on there too. So I can't clarify. I can only speculate at this time, but we definitely need to get with Discover first to see if they proceeded with that dispute. Because if they did go ahead and proceed with that dispute, what happened, Ms. Bulling, is they kicked out those two charges and you won't be refunded for them if that chargeback went through. So we need to verify that first. Because if the chargeback happens and that check was still sent out, the check is going to be voided. So we need to find out with Discover first what happened.
Okay. What I am seeing by looking at my account, my Discover card account, is that they reversed the charges. That's the last I've seen. I didn't see where they... Yeah,
so they did credit you back?
They did not credit me back. They had credited me back for one, and then they reversed that so that I could get the credit from you guys. That's what
we can't do, and that's what we were trying to prevent. Because if they issued you a refund and then they took the refund back, that's called a chargeback, and we can't issue a refund after they've issued the charge back to the account. We don't refund chargebacks because we don't supersede what the bank says. If the bank is in agreement with us that's saying it's not fraudulent, we can't go back and refund it.
And Anna told me the exact opposite, that I had to have my credit card company reverse the dispute.
Right. We wanted to drop the dispute before it proceeded to a conclusion of you ending up in chargeback. Does that make sense? We were trying to stop that process from happening. But it looks like it happened, but I need to verify that because we mailed a check out prior to their decision coming up.
Yeah. When you say chargeback, do you mean a chargeback to me or a chargeback to you guys?
Chargeback to you.
To me. And,
so yes. In
they
which,
canceled the dispute is what they did. They canceled the dispute that I had. So as that I'm of, being charged.
Right. As of what I am looking at, from what I have in front of me, it's saying that the bank disputed the charge and you lost the dispute. So they reissued the 9290. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But at the same time, it's like 2 days before that, we issued you a check. So what I needed to confirm is with Discover, did they complete that dispute and say no, or did they drop it? So we need to find out, did it get dropped or did it get completed? And then we can further work to figure out what's going on. Because if they completed that dispute, then no refunds will be issued. If they drop the dispute, then we can further proceed.
Okay. Thank you, because that terminology is confusing.
I'm sorry. I know.
So,
it is a little confusing.
No, it's fine. Yeah, you did great. So if they dropped it, then the check is okay. It'll go through.
Yes, but if they didn't, then our hands are tied, and I hate when it gets to that situation. So that's what the previous agents were trying to explain, so that could be prevented.
Okay. So it's either dropped or what's the other word you said?
Completed. I just say complete.
Completed. Okay.
Because we don't want it to be completed.
Right. Right.
But just give them a call, and once you can verify with them, if you could, Ms. Bulling, if you could have them call us back so that we can speak with them. I know, you know, we can get that terminology going and it'll probably be a little bit quicker.
Okay. Okay. I will. I can either put you on hold and try to call them, or I can just
just go ahead and give them a call and explain the situation and say, hey, they're seeing that the account was in chargeback for the January charges, and I need to know whether or not you concluded your investigation for the fraudulent account, and or did you guys go ahead and drop that dispute? Because we're trying to see how we can go with the refund.
Gotcha. I'll do that. I'll give them a call. I think they're open 24/7, and I'll call them tonight. You guys are what are your
24/7.
Hours? 24/7. Okay.
So somebody always be here.
And then, yep. Okie doke. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ms. Bullen. I hope I was able to explain everything for you.
Yes. Yes. It was very helpful. So.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good evening.
You bet. You too. Bye-bye.